You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
We just had Danny Green on with us, former Cavalier, spent a lot of time in San Antonio. He's our Odyssey Sports NBA insider these days, and it just always cuts right to the chase. He said, I thought this was interesting, hey guys, you won a lot of games during the regular season, run it back. Just run it back. What'd you think of that?
I agree with him. I'd be really hard-pressed not to just keep the core four together and tinker around it. I can tell you why I wouldn't, though. And Kobe Altman and Mike Gansey, they will be checking with other teams, as you know. I mean, that's their job.
Sure.
Remember that. That's their job. I would consider changing it if you had an offer that you thought, well, that clearly makes our team better. I mean, that sounds really stupid. I wouldn't be looking to break up the quote-unquote core four. I wouldn't. But if I got an offer that made my team better, I would think about it. Sam Amico, our buddy on hoopswire.com, Sam wrote a piece yesterday and mentioned, you know, maybe DeAndre Hunter is a piece that might be tough to keep here money-wise, even though he's under contract. You know, and maybe that's a guy you move. I personally think DeAndre is a nice fit on this team.
I do, too.
I'd keep five guys, and I'm not talking burgers and fries. I'd keep five guys on this team. Thank you.
Right.
I think DeAndre is a guy that you want to keep. And I don't think DeAndre is a superstar player. I think he's a good player. Well, you win with good players. And he can hit the three, and he can play defense. I would include him as one of the guys I don't want to move. And then I would tinker with everything else. And guess what? If you get into the season and you find it's not working, there's a trade deadline, Andy. You can make a move at the trade deadline. Cavs did this year. You can always change it later.
Here's what Danny had to say, in case you missed it.
I think it's working. Obviously, you guys had a 60-plus game season. You just had a bad matchup. It looks like Indiana had beat you guys prior to the playoffs at home, I think once or twice. You know, you got DeAndre Hunter later in the season. Ty Jerome also didn't play. No, it's just sometimes this way the cookie crumbles, right? Some guys have an off night. Some guys have an on night. You might not see another series where Tyrese Haliburton is going to go 5 for 5.25. You know, you might not see another series where Nembhard shoots 50% from, you know, like they had a lot of things go right for them, and you guys had a couple of things go wrong.
Injuries, obviously the big part of it. No one wants to use that as an excuse, but I think Cavs fans might look back at this year and look at the injuries that they suffer during the second round that they didn't have in the first round, and they were, you know, I mean, they were on fire against Miami. I just, do you think Cavs fans want to run this back exactly the same way as they did?
You're well, what do you mean exactly?
I don't want to. With Hunter.
You're hard pressed not to. And they're really good. They really are. I don't like the mix of Donovan and Darius together. I think there's enough of an overlap of skill set that you could improve the team if you got the right deal. Key words there are right deal. You don't trade Darius Garland just to trade Darius Garland. That'd be silly. Darius is really good. And it would truly be silly just to move him. But if you get a deal that you think, okay, we see how this makes us better, well, you have to look at that. And if you really think it makes you better, you have to do it. You know, if you found a wing player who you thought, man, that separates us, and the other team wants a point guard, they want Darius, I don't know how you wouldn't do it. If you had another team that had a 6'6 point guard, defensive minded, with a decent outside shot, you know, I'm just throwing things out there, that gives you a different look than Donovan. You know, the two things with me with Darius and Donovan, they're both ball dominant guards. Nothing wrong with that. I just don't think it's a recipe to win a championship. And at this point, you don't need regular season championships. You won 64 games. You're in it now to win it. And if you find the right trade partner, Andy, this is the league. You know, I mean, Luka's a Laker. The heck does that happen?
That is true. I mean, you just never know.
Yeah, Oklahoma had Russell Westbrook, James Harden, and Kevin Durant. Traded them all.
I start to wonder who would be interested in Darius. I'm sure there'd be plenty of teams. You know, there was the story, I think SI had it, and SI had the story in the offseason about New Orleans or San Antonio, that they would be. And then
I don't think San Antonio would be anymore.
Well, no, but that was last season. I'm just saying that, you know, there probably are teams that would be interested. And what is the return? What do you get? What would you be getting back? I think that's the question you always have to ask yourself when you're talking about a trade. And I also know that Cavs fans right now feel disgruntled, right? Like, okay, they didn't win. Can they get any better? I can't foresee them beating Indiana in the near future, not after the way that series went down. But, I mean, you never know.
Well, sure they could.
Well, they really struggle. I think the harder part is they struggle with them at home. Like,
well, I think Indiana, I agree with Kenny Atkinson. Indiana was a better team.
I think everybody will agree with that. And that also makes me think, okay, well, how can the Cavaliers be a better team than Indiana? How can they? Do you have to make a tweak to do that, or is this practice and health?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
I wonder if the
and
Cavs...
a better game plan? I don't know. I don't see the Cavs beating Indiana in a seven-game series. You know, if they roll back,
next year's a different year, Andy. You know, I'm the guy who likes Indiana,
right?
But you never know what's going to happen in the offseason. You never know. You know, if the Cavs find two or three role players who come in and make a difference. You know, who thought that Naismith and Nembhard would be difference makers for Indiana? Well, Indiana did.
True.
And they were. And, you know, I know that a lot of folks might not know those names. Well, those guys can really play. And they fit with what they wanted to do. And that's the key word is fit. You have to find the right guys to fit with what you want to do. And, you know, maybe some team thinks Darius is a better fit than whoever they have at point guard, and they move him, you know, they move him along and blah, 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 blah. You just have to be wide open to it. And Kobe Altman's never been shy. Kobe's a very aggressive general manager. And if he gets the right trade offer that he thinks improves his team, he owes it to himself, the owner of the team, the rest of the players, the city, to make that trade. That's what these guys do.
Hmm. All right. I want to switch gears here too, especially because it's a major weekend for golf. And I know we haven't really had a chance to talk about any of this over the last couple of days. A PGA Championship is going on at Quail Hollow, not the one off of 90 near Mentor. Or is that in Mentor? It's Concord.
Probably right over there. Right at 44. Right?
Yeah. Not that one, no. This is the one in Charlotte, North Carolina. I wish I could really get up for the PGA Championship. We were talking about this in the break. Like, I'm excited. I'll watch it. I'll dip in and out, and I'll definitely want to see what's going on Sunday. But is it because it's not an Open and it's not a Masters that it just automatically feels like it's the fourth major? Is that why?
No.
Why does it always feel like the fourth major?
Well, because it is.
Okay,
well,
why? Why do we feel that way about this?
Because the Open, the British Open,
right,
has, you know, all of that cool history, and they play it, you know, on different courses with a different style of golf.
And it's open. Okay. Right? I mean,
kind of open. You can qualify.
Yeah.
You know, same with the U.S. Open.
That's what I think makes the U.S. Open so cool. Like, I love that. And not even... It's not
but
the
it's,
fact
it's,
that
they're all dominated by the guys who play the tour. Anyway.
I know, but there's still a chance. And, you know, you start watching for the first couple rounds. There's always like one name there. And they're like, who's this guy? And they're like a darling, you know, and you get to follow them. And then by Saturday, you're like, oh, well, that was fun.
The Masters is cool because of all of the tradition surrounding the Masters and the, you know, pretentiousness of everybody in Augusta. And then you have the PGA. And a lot of the players really like the PGA because it's kind of an honor to the PGA professionals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I can't tell you.
But it's clearly the fourth on the list of majors.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
if you're going to rank them, I can't imagine that anybody other than maybe a player or the son of a PGA professional would say that it's the tournament that, you know, that it's not number four.
It's true. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I totally just would get pumped up when I would see Rob Moss from Padua and from Northeast Ohio.
Kent Stater.
Kent Stater, yeah. Pepper Pike right now. When he's had the opportunity to play, I mean, I'm locked in, and I get bummed out when they don't show him. I'm like, ah, or they didn't show him. So I do tend to root for that, whoever, you know, and I don't even know who it is this year, but somebody who would qualify from Northeast Ohio. I love that. I think that's a cool part of it. Dan, did he spell it out right about the PGA Championship?
I think the fact that it moves and rotates, and I think the fact that...
Hurts it or helps it?
I think it helps it. You ready? I think it goes either way.
Well, every major Valhalla does except Augusta.
Yeah, Valhalla, which is where they played it last year in Kentucky, Mm-hmm. While a cool name, not a real fun course for TV. Quail Hollow, not the most fun course for TV.
But they also don't trick out the course either exactly. like they do. I think that's the other part of it.
I think that's the other part of why people don't look at the PGA the same way. Is the U.S. Open, they like build the roughs up.
Yeah.
You really get penalized for these things. These guys are struggling up and down. You'll see a PGA winner. I mean, gosh, by the end of the weekend, somebody could win this tournament at minus 20, and I don't think any of us would be floored. I mean, that's kind of how some of these PGA championships go. I think there's
could
something
to that.
Could
you imagine shooting minus 15 and coming in like 15th place?
Right. I mean, the winner of this could be minus 18, and I don't think any of us would be shocked because that's how PGA championships are. They don't trick the courses up. It is an elevated event. It has that feel of an elevated event. You get cool winners. It's a tournament that's built for guys out of nowhere. I mean, gosh, Phil out of Kiowa, you know, when they played it in South Carolina there, God out of nowhere, you. Phil played so well. I mean, it should go back to Kiowa. That was a cool course. They should have that one on more often.
Hmm.
But I think that's what it is. You know, it's an elevated event that feels like a standard PGA Tour event.
I'll buy it. It's for some reason though, it just doesn't have it. And we talked about it. It doesn't have the zing. I'd love to go over to Oakmont. Would you go? Or no?
I'm going.
Oh, you're definitely going?
Oh, I'm going.
Did you get tickets already or no?
Oh, I'm going.
Did you get tickets already?
Oh, I'm going.
Jeff, would you go? Are you a big golf spectator walking along? I'll tell you what, after doing production for CBS, it is really, really, really hard to beat the coverage on television, even if you're there.
I prefer to watch golf on television.
It is
only because I like to see everybody that's going on. You can't do that if you're on the course.
No, you can't.
It's a different feel.
Although,
you know, some really cool things about it, but it's a very different feel.
Hmm. We'll talk a little bit more about this. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.